Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, July the 11th, 2011. Boy, the heat is on here in Arizona. You know, we set a record for July 2nd, 118. Well, I heard about three events last week that really brought to my mind something that I've known for a long time. And I think as one gets older, the reality of it becomes more and more certain. Now, let me just stop for a minute here, because the articles and videos and podcasts on this blog are intended to be uplifting, inspiring confidence in God and bringing joy to the soul of all those who stop by here. I mean, that's my goal. But I have to warn you, this podcast starts off a bit depressing, but stick around until the end, okay? You know, I've had a habit for quite a number of years. One of the first things that I do in the morning is thank God for three things. I thank Him for eternal life. You know, without having eternal life, what would be the point of anything, right? I also thank Him for forgiveness. Could you imagine living forever unforgiven? Eternal condemnation and guilt? And then the third thing I thank Him for is that I'm alive. That I've been blessed with another day to live life. I'm thankful every morning that I woke up. You know, and the older one gets, the more you realize what a blessing it is to wake up alive. Well, anyway, I heard of three events last week. One was of a couple that were hiking, I think it was in Yellowstone, and they stumbled upon a grizzly bear. They ran, the woman is okay, but the man was killed by the bear. He was only 47 years old. On Friday, first, I received news via email from someone I know. Their dad fell, broke five ribs, one of the ribs punctured a lung. The result was he got pneumonia and died. And also on Friday, I heard about the incident that happened the night before at the Rangers Stadium in Texas, where a man trying to grab a baseball fell over the railing 20 feet and died. I told you the first part of this podcast was a little depressing. You see why I never wanted to be a news reporter? Okay, so what's up with these three events? They were all reminders to me of just how precious and how short life really is. All of these three tragedies were completely unexpected. You know, I listen to the news so seldom anyway, and I realize that things like this happen every day. But the point I'm making is the same point that Solomon made in the book of Ecclesiastes. Life is short. Life is fleeting. And there are no guarantees for this life. You know, there's a word that comes up a lot in the book of Ecclesiastes that sometimes people misunderstand. It's the word vanity. If you've ever read the book of Ecclesiastes, you know it comes up a lot. This is vanity, that is vanity, all these are... Okay, and people think that it means vain, proud, egotistical. No. This word literally means breath, wind, or might even say a wisp. It means temporary or fleeting, not long-lasting at all. That's why almost everything in the book of Ecclesiastes is called vanity. Our lives here on earth, all the things we do, so temporary, so fleeting. And that's why Solomon says, live your life with all your might. Enjoy every moment because life is short. I'm going to read you a short portion from Ecclesiastes. And I got to tell you, very blunt and to the point. All things come alike to all. There's one event to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and to the clean and to the unclean, to him that sacrifices and to him that sacrifices not at all. As is the good, so is the sinner, and he that swears as he that feareth an oath. This is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there's one event unto all. Yea, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live, and after that, they go to the dead. For to him that is joined to all living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything. Neither have they any more a portion, neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Also their love, and their hatred, and their envy is now perished. Neither have they any more a portion forever in anything that is done under the sun. Go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with a merry heart, for God now accepts thy works. Let thy garments be always white, and let thy head lack no ointment. Live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he has given you under the sun all the days of your vanity. For that is your portion in this life, and the labor which you take under the sun. Whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. For there's no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave where you go. Wow, I told you. Blunt, right? And until Christ returns, everyone that dies is dead. Knowing nothing, doing nothing, it's all over with until Christ returns. And that day that Christ returns, it's so fantastic to look forward to, isn't it? But until that day, God has given each one of us a life to live. It's a precious gift, and God wants us to enjoy this life. You know, too many people are